Narrative Frameworks 81. What comes after the smartphone? Because this is not the end point, this is not the culmination. There's always been a trajectory, a movement through time, cause and effect. If we look back, we can see a technological development pattern. All devices to the smartphone. All accounts and officialdom to the smartphone. All these separate areas unified onto the smartphone in some kind of imitation of unifying separate aspects of consciousness back to consciousness. So when we see this hijack of consciousness coming back to itself, and instead of the fragments coming back to consciousness, the fragmented activities and functions and operations are brought back to a device, a smartphone. And can't we project forwards to see where that goes? Or do we just arrogantly believe now, i.e. the present day, is the pinnacle? And all else is a mystery, and all else is a conspiracy theory, and nothing else will actually happen. People won't take a microchip, that's never going to happen. But what happens with each new step is what was once ridiculous becomes just a apparently natural decision. I mentioned just now all else is a mystery, and truly it is. But in the dark system there are plans. The greatness of life is a mystery, but some things within that mystery can be seen and understood. And the greater your capacity to see, the more you can discern, the more light in your awareness, the more light is your awareness. And the greater your capacity, not just to see the light, but to see the dark that is the shadow of the light. Like a searchlight in a dark room, the brighter it is, the more you can see. The brighter your light of seeing, the more it is you see. And if your light is shining brightly, the darkened corners of the rooms are lit up. Without this bright light, kept locked into limited awareness where you can only see just in front of your eyes, there's so much you can't see because your consciousness can't fathom it. You can't see the trajectory. You can't see from one step to the next. You can't join up the environment you're in because you're living from one moment to the next. And this is an analogy for living hand to mouth and focusing on only your individual local concern, where local is often vastly drawn into just this small area that you pivot around in or on in your life. So you can't see without light of awareness, expanded awareness. In light you can. As you open, you see more deeply, both the light and the dark. So yeah, smartphones. They have torches, but it's not you that's seeing, it's the technology that's lighting the way. It's our own subtle interior awareness that must light the way. We cannot just lead where the smartphone leads us, we have to lead ourselves. And I'd hoped others would be smart enough not to get a smartphone. But no, it seems that if you don't have the smarts in yourself, you opt to get them on your phone. And it seems that humanity has fallen for the path of entrapment, disguised as personally beneficial and liberating, as competitively advantageous and beneficial. Yes, maybe to the small pivoting movements of personal gain, but not to the wider picture. I thought people would be smart enough not to adopt the smartphone. Clearly not. For God's sake, and not the sake of technology, for God's sake and your own sake, don't accept the microchip. It seems obvious not to. But once upon a time, the need to accept a smartphone it seemed obvious to me that it would be best not to. And I put this out there just in case it is needed. And it is clearly needed, the way things seem to be going. It shouldn't be needed, a call to life and away from death. But it is. What happens when the smartphone becomes too much of an effort to carry around with you, or becomes too valuable to lose? Then the technology becomes advanced enough to be reduced to a little chip. And it's already advanced enough. It's already happening in many countries. And so all your information put on a little chip under the skin and scanned with contactless technology. Accessed with contactless technology. You swiping your hand over your computer to access your computer, swiping your hand over a paypoint to pay, swiping your hand over a door lock to enter a door, swiping your hand over a travel gate to move through and pay for the travel. It seems far-fetched, and yet all the ingredients and the trajectory are there. And this is a movement towards, not towards liberation of life, but liberation of a unit within a system of death, and you are more than this.